I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No, we do not have the Tennessee Vol music, which we normally have at this time when our buddy Chip Scoggins joins us. Chip is on another campus visit for one of his 842 kids, which we believe he has. So Chipper's out. He will be replaced by the senior columnist from the Star Tribune. The Hall of Famer Patrick Ricey is going to join us. It's been months since Patrick has joined us. Patrick back on the show at 2:35. Give us a follow on Twitter, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. Bob Fletcher, Ramsey County Sheriff, join us 12:35. The criticism he has taken from Paul Schnell and Ramsey County on his overcrowded jail. That was at 12:35. We talked about the balloon, everything legit, and all the utter nonsense tied to the balloon at the start. Extended, overrated, underrated, properly rated, leading into some Grammy talk. And now, felons and voting. This has been debated in this country at the federal level and at the state level for a long time. And it's coming up again at the Capitol, in particular because the DFL is in charge. They feature Reverend Brian Harum, former city council member, and his path to be able to vote once again. And then it gets into some of the details. The DFL majorities in the House and Senate have backed legislation to eliminate the weight of felons to vote. I'll get into what that weight is in a moment. The House passed the bill 71-59 last week. This is a very split issue. And obviously it's not all Democrats on one side and not all Republicans on the other side, but it's very close. Republicans, in an overwhelming fashion, are against the idea of restoring felons the ability to vote. The whole perception of soft on crime and that debate, which ping-pongs back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. As our pal, Rochelle Olson, who wrote about this, she points out another great Rochelle story. Felon voting and restoration has been pending in the Supreme Court for more than a year. December, the court heard arguments on a lawsuit seeking to restore the voting rights of felons after lower courts declined. The Secretary of State and the Attorney General, Ellison and Simon, say it's within the legislator's authority to change the law. And as Rochelle points out, states vary widely in their approach. Maine, Vermont, D.C., felons never lose their right to vote while incarcerated. 21 states, felons can't vote while locked up, but they retain the right to immediately on release. Minnesota, one of 16 states, felons lose their voting rights while locked up and during their parole or probation, and often until they pay fines or restitution. Representative Cedric Fraser, DFL, New Hope, said these voting bans are explicitly racist and they date back to slavery. Republicans tried to amend the bill. They don't have the votes in the House or the Senate, and obviously at the governor's level. Representative Paul Novotny wanted to require the payment of fines, fees, and restitution before voting rights are restored. Frazier and Majority Leader Jamie Long called that proposal an unconstitutional poll tax. Tying the ability to vote to pay fines is a poll tax. Novotny withdrew his amendment. So, where do you stand? Do you want to be like Maine, Vermont, D.C., and felons while incarcerated can keep voting? Do you think there are levels of this? I want to hear from you. I want you to chime in. Where do you stand on this issue? I mean, have we spent enough time lately talking about legitimate votes, who won, who didn't win, who should be allowed to vote, when you're allowed to vote, mail-in voting, ballot boxes, fake news, lawsuits, individuals who commit felons? I want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Dave, you want to chime in first before we get some texts, and I'll chime in also. Again, where do you stand on restoring voting for felons? 651-461-9226, Cities One, talk and text line. Dave Harrigan is king of the state of Minnesota. Would you wear a crown often if you were king?
Absolutely.
Of course you would. As king, you decree what regarding felons and voting?
I think levels is the way to go. I do. I wouldn't say, you know, like you said, Maine and the few other states that say, go ahead and vote while you're in prison. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. That might be a little far, but once you're out, once you've served your time, yeah, I think, you know, maybe there's certain levels of a crime where you lose it. If, you know, I think particularly violent crimes, a murder or an attempted murder or a serious assault, yeah, maybe you forfeit that right. But I don't know. I think once you're out, once you've paid your debt, I mean, you could say a lot of people would argue this is a continuing of paying your debt, but, you know, the laws that are made in this country still impact you just as much as everyone else. So I think once you've done the prison sentence or whatever it is, I'm willing to have the discussion about, you get back in the voting booth.
Conceptually, we agree. Okay. Let me be more direct, though, on Maine, Vermont, and D.C., that felons never lose the right to vote even while incarcerated. Hell no. 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 If you've committed a felon and you're in the sneezer, you're not voting. If I'm now king. I've shivved you in the back, Arrogant.
What am I, Julius Caesar?
You're gone, buddy. In 21 states, felons can't vote while locked up, but they regain the right immediately on release. I don't think I'm immediate, but here's my issue. How do they get it? Because some individuals are just flat out broke when they come back. And it is going to take a period of time. And I'm with you, by the way. There are certain crimes, and murder is obviously at the top of the list, where for me, again, you're not getting it back. You're just not. Certain levels were so heinous that if you're eventually freed, no, you're out for me. It does get dangerously, though, to a poll tax if it's just pain. Because a part of me really wants to agree with that, Dave, and say paid fines or restitution. So what is the restitution? What can a felon he or she do to demonstrate they should be in good standing to vote? I don't think automatic. I don't. I'm sorry. For me, and I get, we have a less than perfect judicial system. We see stories almost weekly of someone who is released after maybe decades, Dave. We know this judicial system is weighted incredibly one way. Money. Way more than race. Way more than gender. It's money. If you got dough and you have an attorney, as opposed to public defender who's got 500 cases that day and is learning about your case as you sit down, there is no comparison. So I get that we have people who are treated incredibly differently. But I am somewhere in no chance in voting while in the slammer for a felon. Okay, I'm out. It's not automatic, but I don't quite know how you earn that back. And that's where I want people to tell me how they could earn it back, or say, absolutely, they don't earn it back, or they should earn it back right away. You can call me. You can text me. That's why we have the Cities One talk and text line. If you want to add your name, fantastic. If you don't, don't. It does allow us to distinguish a little bit if you add the name, but that's your call. 651-461-9226.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grammys tunes. Dave Harrigan hates modern music. So it kind of pains you to play this, right?
I love this one. Little Encanto. As far as all of the Grammy winners last night, I heard this one 1,000 times more than any of the others.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking felons and voting restoration. Patrick Roycey in about 10 minutes. All right, let's get to some of the text here. 100% they have a right to vote. This is America, not Iran. Are you leaning that way at all, Dave, where no matter how heinous your felony is, multiple murders, and somehow 40 years later, you get out? Are you in a restoration situation? Because, hey, you're a citizen, taxation without representation, let's toss that baby out. Because I'm a no on that. I'm a murder, too bad, you've lost it.
If you're out there killing people or even, you know, attempting to kill people, no. I think I'd even look seriously at, like, you know, financial crimes. The scope of it, if it's, you know, to a level where you're ruining people's lives, I think we can talk about you not voting ever again. That would be fine.
How about rehab? How about the folks who say, you know, it's not just the punishment, it's the rehabilitation. If you have been released, let's say less than the time you've served, you've met with these boards, they have made a decision that you have changed your life.
I mean,
not enough for me on certain grounds.
No, I don't think so. No, and not in the most egregious ones. No, it's definitely not.
Keep the text coming. 651-461-9226. If incarcerated, no rights. No, I'm not going to go no rights. I mean, because we have abuse. We have, while we had Bob Fletcher on, where someone was having a stroke and they didn't receive treatment, or they were bleeding for hours, no food, no water. No, we don't torture, but this isn't a guarantee. The state needs to invest money in the prison system, or you're going to keep getting garbage coming out. Let's see. Murderers would only vote for Trump 1 year out of prison. You should have the right to vote no matter what crime except for fraud. Murderers would only vote for Trump. You want to leave that one to me, Dave?
I think that's. I think you saw those signs at all the Trump rallies. Murderers for Trump, right?
I must miss that one.
No, you keep your eyes open. They were there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, they should be able to vote only after they've served their sentence, finished their probation, and completely paid back any restitution that was required. The money part gives me some hesitancy. Does that give you any hesitancy?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, once we're paying to vote, I think that's an issue.
Texter responded what you said. What do murder or even financial crimes have to do with your right to vote? What about adultery? That's cheating. You open it up to financial crimes. I'm more on the murder side. Only limitations, as Texter says, is treason. No, you kill someone. To me, that's another one. Come on, Chad. Dems buying votes straight up. This is what this is all about, just like the driver's license joke. There is a consistency in how Democrats believe. Is there a voting component to this, just like there is to certain issues with Republicans? Yes, I believe so. I think we'd be naive to say no. You with me?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
But to act like one party's doing this and other parties are not is rather naive.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily mean it shouldn't happen.
No.
You know, you can have good intentions, you can have bad intentions. That doesn't mean you still can't have the discussion.
And you can benefit from this, right? On voting, by the way, even with so many Republicans pushing back, you know, Trump was saying voting by mail is fraud and the ballot box is fraud. I think I saw something recently where he's changed his tune on that. Of course he should. We've got states that have voted for years by mail, including that wacky liberal place, Utah. So both parties are inclined to do things that potentially benefit them.
Yeah. And why would
let's not act like just one is doing this.
Why would the Democrats want to do this to buy votes if all the murderers are going to vote for Trump anyway?
Yeah, that one I still I must have missed that one. The fabulous Patrick Royce is minutes away on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's been a few months, but the great Patrick Royce is kind enough to join us. He is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Patrick, our guy Harrigan, is playing tunes from the Grammys last night. It was on for about 19 hours. Of the 19 hours it was on, you watched how much?
None of that, and I didn't. I wasn't aware until somebody mentioned it today that it was on, but the rest of the TV was so rotten last night. Had I known, I might have actually watched some of it. And I started looking at the list, and the first name I saw was ABBA, and I thought maybe they'd won and come back. Who's still alive from ABBA? What the hell? Did they have an album or something? ABBA?
Yes. They were up for a number of categories. I was fine with them gone.
They got to be older than me. Those guys got to be 90. What the hell, you know?
Okay.
Anyway,
you're driving and listening to music. What are you listening to?
I listen to Outlaw Country. Listen then if I don't like what they're playing, I hit one button and I go to Willie's channel, which I don't like as well. And then I got Soul Town on 47, and those are the only two buttons that I have. I listen to either Soul Town or the Outlaw Country is the one I like, because they are mostly playing old country, and I never try to hit one up on the satellite because you got new country, which I can't stand, which might as well just be called pop music, right?
It is.
It's the same stuff, so...
No,
but old country, Soul Town, but I don't, you know, I listen to more local radio probably than I do those two. But sometimes if the topic, once they stopped talking about the balloon, I had to change channels because I was very excited about the balloon.
Yes.
I was very excited.
I heard it was over the valley. I heard it was very simple.
I hope they don't see what I've been watching. I don't know, in China, they might not. They might all be in trouble. I don't know.
That's good.
I could be blocked by the Chinese. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Sunday night TV is normally, there's normally a lot of good stuff, okay? I just recorded the first episode of The Last of Us. I know I'm behind, but I'm gonna try that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sampled at all Your Honor with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, I didn't make it through year one. And now I look at him and he's gone completely insane, and I don't do that. I don't think I'm going to get into that. But I love him. He's a great actor, but I don't think so. I'm a Sunday night guy. I just wait for it. Masterpiece to come up with a four episode something that's watchable, and they haven't had one of those in a long time. So
that's not a bad one.
That's Sunday night. But the new show I've been watching is Poker Face, which is on Peacock, which is basically some guy who was a young guy and had something to do with Columbo. And it's the same thing. They show you the murder. And then this woman, what's her name? Natasha Lyon, who's a...
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And
yep.
She mm-hmm. reads your face and knows whether you're lying or not, and she ends up solving it. That's pretty good. She's driving all over the country because some guys... Benjamin Bratt, the guy that's...
good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy, getting a little older now. He's been sent off to kill her, so every once in a while he shows up to... to get a chance to kill her, and so far she's escaped, which is good because there's 10 episodes and we're only through 5. It would be, you know, if he already got his revenge, it would kind of defeat the purpose of the whole show. So, but that's not too bad. That one's okay. What else have I seen lately? I don't know. It's here's it. We have a crisis though in the Ricey household.
Okay.
Last night, Amazon, which is what we have most of our apps on, said they wanted us to sign in again, right?
Sure.
And because apparently they gave everybody a price raise, and then you have to, you know, reapprove it or something.
Sign back in.
We have not been able to get back into it. These two older people in our home are. I try to solve it by swearing at it. The wife is just kind of trying to do something on the computer. So far, we've failed miserably. So that's the one downside of streaming.
Is it a password situation or what is it?
Yeah, well, they got the thing on the TV. If you use this code now, but then they give you a different code when you're trying to use it, and it's very. And you know what you can't do, Chad? You can't call up Amazon and say, "Hey, Bill, what am I supposed to do here?"
No, that's exactly right.
They have a few too many customers to worry about. Two poor saps in Golden Valley trying to figure it out. So, we're about one day we're removed from the Geek Squad. Who, they might as well just come in with a gun and tell you to give them the billfold. But at least
the Geek Squad will be there about 7 seconds. Boom! And it'd be $199.
Yeah, that comes the bill.
It's good to be there. Yeah. I've told you this many times. I felt like Tom Brady has imitated you many times. It's happened again. Years ago, you posed shirtless at the fort in a now legendary picture. And I think Tom Brady imitated you today, right?
Yes, what is that?
I think this is what we call a thirst trap. This is Tom, two things. One, he's got a clothing line. And two, just in case every phenomenal-looking woman from 26, I want to say about 43, if they didn't know Tom was available, they now do.
He's in his undies, right? And he's kind of covered
that is correct.
His, he's covered up
you know
his
what?
Equipment, sort of.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. What the hell? I saw, I was at the Hubbard station and the two – and Lori and Julia, who do that on the women's station, WPMS, we call it. They don't like that too well, but
I can't imagine why.
When I'm teasing them, but they're great, and they were sure. They should. Hey, did you see this? I said,
"Oh yeah."
What's he up to? I don't know what the deal is here. But it was a slow day in sports when that became the the biggest.
Well, he also today he goes on with Colin Cowherd, and I could. Go on regarding Colin Cowherd. But, and he says, now that Fox is paying him 10 years, $375 million, very similar to your deal at Hubbard, he's not going to work any games next year. He needs to decompress. In other words, he's got to make sure, like, Mahomes doesn't get hurt, Allen doesn't get hurt. You know, there still might be a job that Tom's going to make himself available for.
A team that's on the cusp of the Super Bowl might need a quarterback. That's true.
Yes.
He'd like to walk in and win another one. Now, isn't there a big hot rumor that certainly it wouldn't have put him and Giselle in bankruptcy, but that they got beat up bad in the crypto world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, he thinks he's smarter than everyone else, so I can see him getting into that. So, but you know for all the jokes we're making about him, there's been nothing like this in our entire lives that a guy could, he wasn't functional this year, but he was functional until he was age 44. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It is. It's incomprehensible that a guy could, a sixth round draft choice out of Michigan, who way back when my dear friend Ron Borges from the Boston, he was at the Globe then, I think, wrote this hysteric column about how could Belichick be stupid enough to use Tom Brady in this playoff game instead of bringing back Drew Bledsoe, you know, which he might have had to eat that one a little bit.
Yeah, I think that one you might have had some fun. And I'll tell you this,
20 years later, he was still playing quarterback.
Yeah, he no doubt he slipped. And it's not like I was consumed by Bucs football, but I swear to God, their offensive line looked like
it was terrible. It was terrible.
Terrible. He had no chance.
Yeah, but I think he and Giselle were on the outs before he came back. That just became an excuse, don't you?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
They both have options.
Yes, they're going to be fine. They're not on the local dating websites, you know, looking for companionship. So
you didn't look at our paper today, did you?
Yes, sir.
The back page of the sports section. We got a half a page devoted to the flag football game.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
AP has to write a gamer on this thing. I would have quit my job and said, no, thank you. I'm done. I'm going to go 10 bar or something to write a.
Exactly.
And it, one of the lines in there was at the end of the 5-game losing streak for the NFC. My God, what planet are we on here? Flag football. It's unbelievable. They probably had a better rating than any World Series game. So who knows?
Without a doubt. I said on Twitter, if you intentionally watch this, you need an intervention. Help at this point. I want to talk. A little basketball with you.
Oh my God.
Let's talk the U of M. We could get to both programs because I think our friend Waylon, he's finally going to start taking some heat. Okay, good recruiting class, but the same thing is happening. So that's about to pick up. But I tried to watch some of the men's basketball game on Saturday. Just as I tried to watch a little bit of that Rutgers game, they're unwatchable, Patrick. And I got it. They have some players out.
But I
don't remember worse guard play in my adult life at the U of M. So I don't care as much about, the center who Marcus Fuller's turning into Kareem, Wilt, and Shaq.
Yeah.
And then the shooting guard. If they don't have a guy who can do this novel concept dribble next year, it's going to be meaningless once again.
Yeah, I said their only weaknesses are they can't shoot, they don't rebound, they don't play much defense, and they turn it over a whole lot. Outside of that, they got it all going for them. And, I wrote a thing after that Indiana game. I had a nice 20-minute conversation on the phone with Ben, about how you hold
Ben's
up.
Ben's a great guy.
And I wrote, we got to give them time. But, boy, I'd say the window has gone to 3 years instead of four, as bad as this is. You cannot be in the Big Ten with the amount of money that's coming into that league now, and you can't be this bad. You cannot. Everybody bailed on him last year, which was kind of interesting, but it happened,
yes.
And he slapped that team together. And this year, he's, as he said, it's the start of the rebuilding process, but there's nothing to see here, and it's pretty sad. When you're bad, Chad, when the last – you didn't happen to hang with the game, did you?
I gave up in the first half.
And you've done plenty of announcing when the Timberwolves were losing by 32, and you couldn't really be 100% honest. But
that's correct.
The last two times I've watched them, the TV guys, a big one from the Big Ten Network, and then I don't know where they were. Were they Big Ten again last night? The last 5 minutes are an excuse. Are the excuse, and Ben's doing a fine job, and they're, when they have to spend the last 5 minutes a game telling you, trying to make an excuse for how bad you stink. You've reached the limit of badness. But college basketball in general, I used to love it, and I just can't stand it.
It's terrible. I mean, if you think college basketball is better than the NBA, I've got an ophthalmologist for you. I mean, there's no comparison. I'll say this too. I've heard a couple people close to the program you know, lamenting too that, well, geez, we're out of scholarships and I don't know how we're going to add a guard. I'm like, I could get rid of six guys right now. What are you talking about?
Here's what you do. You go in and have a meeting with Dion, like Dion did, and said, all you guys should transfer as far as I'm concerned. I'm getting better players than you. You know?
That's correct.
You know, yeah. No, that's the thing, though. They'll have when you're bad now, you got a chance to be worse because of the transfer portal, because the male version of Scalia is not going to stay in place. He's going to go somewhere else, right? And you're bringing in Dennis, what's the name of the superstar from California?
Dennis Evans.
You think he's going to watch this more than 1 year before he bails? You know, I mean, that transfer portal makes it even harder when you're bad, I think. And I don't know what, somebody told me, actually, a media person, and then I confirmed it. They have zero NIL money right now for basketball. So if you're somebody
told
wants
the same
to transfer.
Thing.
Yeah, I mean, the Fox kid's got $12,000, but I think he brought that with him from Aberdeen. They had more NIL money than we do. We're putting it all into PJ, and I don't know. It's awful, but you know who's got a bad basketball record? Mark Coyle.
Yes.
Check it out.
He does.
Somebody sent that to me. It's 89 and 190 or something.
It's awful. I have to go, sir.
And that place, Chad, when there's 4,000 people in there, is
terrible.
No fun.
Well, because the last thing, I think 20 years ago it was time to say goodbye to the place. But my friends who know would say, name one booster is going to give us any money. And I go, yeah, I got nobody. I mean, there is no.
You'd have to have a nuclear weapon to blow it up. take five.
Or a balloon. I got a balloon for you.
Who knows what's in that balloon? That could maybe just pick it right up and take it over the country. You know? Okay.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
See you. Goodbye.
The fabulous, the legend, Patrick Roycey, here with us on CCO. Tomorrow, a couple regulars, Adam Carter. We like to call it Ask Adam Anything. Jamie Hukas, 135, will tell you. We're trying to get Brian Sullivan from CNBC to talk economy, since we have the unnecessary, get rid of it, State of the Union tomorrow. Linda's Construction Time Check is telling you, check out the windows, Infinity by Marvin Windows. Jason and that voice is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.